Secretary Freeman?
Yes.
Sorry to keep you waiting, sir. Just a moment.
Not at all. Thank you.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Mr. Secretary.
That's perfectly all right. Second, I've held this call for a minute. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Hello, Orville. How are you, Frank?
Just fine. How are you, sir?
Good.
Good. You sound good. You act like you're really moving hard and fast.
Well, I'm sitting here talking to a friend of yours, Whitney Young, the Urban League. We're trying to see what we can do about a few little projects we got on our mind.
Good. Mr. President, there are on wheat, cotton, and meat imports some questions that I would like to bring to your attention. That are both economic, have budget implications, and have political implications. And a number of things that are kind of in the stream now that I would like to check with you and get my signals as soon as
give possible. Me a memo on each one of them, if you can, within a page or two pages. Let me look at them, and when I finish digesting them, reading them, and have enough judgment to talk to you about them, together with your recommendation, I'll call you, say, probably Tuesday, Wednesday.
All right, sir.
And you get that over to Bill Moyer today and tell him to see it. I take them home and read them. And give me give me the facts, then give me your recommendation, and give me the alternative.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Give that Jane my love.
All right, sir.
Tell her I'm depending on her to help me with these cabinet women. I want to get them out here and get them active. There are too many people in the cabinet that are non-political. We got Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Treasury.
Give her the message.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Waiting.